You're not going to want to miss this special edition of the AI show coming to you from Microsoft Ignite. We're going to look at Azure Cognitive Search, the amazing search applications that you can build, and a free app that you can download to boot. Don't miss it. We'll see you then. Hello and welcome to this episode of the AI show, Microsoft Ignite special.
That's great.
I know. We have a special guest with us today, Liam Cavanaugh. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me here.
Fantastic. Now, I've learned a little bit about Azure Cognitive Search.
I love it.
And we've had Luis on from a previous episode.
Yeah.
But we want to get all the new bits.
Yes. Happy to show you that.
Let's start first with people getting an understanding of what Azure Cognitive Search is and what patterns they might follow.
Yeah. What we've been calling this is really what we call the knowledge mining platform.
Okay.
And what we're really trying to do is we're trying to help people do more with their unstructured content. You probably saw all these demos from Lewis and others where we've taken information from PDFs and Office documents and just trying to get out more information from it, understand it, and knowledge so that people can do more with it.
I see.
And what I wanted to do is like show that it's not just about files, but we can take more and do more with even structured data.
And that's cool because I do demos on files, and I talk about files because that's the most unstructured and structure.
Yeah, absolutely.
But there's other documents too, and I feel like it needs to get its play.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, look at your SQL databases, your NoSQL databases. Even within that, you have text, like you have descriptions, you have other information. Why not try to do even more with that data than what you've been doing in the past?
I love it. Well, show us what you got, my friend.
That sounds great. So what I wanted to do is show a couple of different things. Not only can we ingest data, like you know, from PDFs and extract all the text from that, but we can apply AI to it.
And so that's where it's really powerful.
That's the fun part.
Right.
And then so once we've had that and we've applied the AI, I want to show how you can actually do even more. So hopefully, using our brand new app generator.
Brand new.
So what I want to do is show you in hopefully in under 10 minutes how I can create an AI-enriched search application.
All right, let's do
Sounds
it.
Sounds good?
Let's dive in.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start here. This is just SQL Management Studio.
Old school goodness.
Old school. It's just a simple little table. It's got some hotel information in it here. It's got hotel names. And as you can see here, we got a whole lot of text that describes the hotels that we're going to do some AI enrichment over. We got all kinds of different categories. We even got some geospatial data in there. So like maybe it's trying to do some interesting things there too. So why don't we take that and see if we can quickly create an application from it.
Let's do
it. Sounds good?
All right.
All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to switch over here to my my Azure Cognitive Search. Mm-hmm. I've already created a search service here through the portal. And the goal here is to be able to ingest that data from Azure SQL, and it could be coming, like we said, from anywhere, but we're doing it from SQL, apply some AI and create the app.
Let's do
it. So I'm going to do that.
Okay.
So the first thing that you're going to want to do is click on this button here called Import Data. And what this is a no-code solution that allows us to point to a number of different data stores. I think you probably use the Blob Storage
a bit. That's the one I use all the time.
We got that one covered. I think today we're going to use the Azure SQL database here.
Awesome.
In fact, I've already configured it, but I'm going to just choose it here. This would have just asked me for my connection information.
Right.
I'm going to go on next. And what it's doing at this point is it's going to say, that's great. I know how to connect to your database. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to then decide what type of AI enrichment you want to do.
I see. So it's just a question of the data comes in, and then you decide, well, we have this data, what more can we add to this data to make it more useful?
Exactly.
Love it. All right.
Okay, so what we're going to do is I'm going to attach some of our cognitive services here. I'm going to use my colleagues here, Mike, so I don't have to pay for it.
Good. You know? Good. Mike.
Yeah, I don't want to. Mike's, sorry, Mike.
No, we're this okay one,
this
with
this,
this Mike.
This one's on your
this
bill.
This is on you, Mike.
Yeah, so now that I have this under that account, I can pick and choose what I want to do. Remember, we were looking at that description field in the hotel
that's cool.
That's got all this text, which is like, why don't I go through that text and see what I can bring out of it? For example, why not get out some of the key phrases so that whenever somebody is searching, if it describes a pool, why not allow me to then search and filter and refine over
that's
it, right?
That's smart, yeah.
Or, this is brand new too, it's called Translate Text. And what I can do from this point is I can actually say, you know, I want to translate it into all kinds of different languages. And so if I'm searching, not only on English, but I can do it in different languages. Let's just choose something like German.
Oh, so you automatically now are able to service the needs of other people in other languages.
That's
through
right.
Okay, that's cool.
And it, you can also go on the flip side, so that if you have content in all kinds of different languages, maybe you want to unify it, say, to English or some other language, so that it doesn't matter what that original content is in.
That's smart.
You can then bring it in.
That's cool.
Which is great, right? Just have this part of it. So the final thing that we need to do is just give it a name. So we'll call it, let's say, Channel 9 Index here. My unique identifier is this field right here.
Got it.
I can do type head suggestions. So we're going to call it this. And now I just configure in all of this data what I want to do. First, I want to say, okay, all these fields, I can retrieve it in my application.
Okay.
I want to be able to full text search the hotel name and the description.
Cool.
You notice down here, we have a new field called translated text. That's the German text.
Which is the thing that's getting moved over.
Yeah.
Awesome.
We have a new field called key phrases, which is like going over the description and extracting all the interesting things
that's awesome.
That we found in it. So then I can say, you know what, let's make it so that I can do type ed suggestions over the hotel name. I can group or facet over things like the categories and the cities and maybe key phrases, and then filter down on those two. So you can pick and choose. I'm just going to go really quickly and pick a couple of here. And that's about it. So I've configured it. I'm ready to go.
All right, let's do it.
Let's bring in the data, create the indexer. This is thing, once again, it's no code. I can then configure it to run as often as I want to pick up the changes and bring them in. And so it's going to validate everything's good.
And then this is when you tell it when to run, right?
It's how often it runs. So let's go Channel 9 Indexer, submit it. And now it's going to go and crawl SQL, bring in the data. We can even make it use their chain tracking, so it's very efficient in
That's
bringing
cool.
up the data. And it's going to apply that AI as we speak.
So as it's doing this, because it's going to take a couple of minutes, right? The cool thing about this is that, like, as I'm discovering this, because I used it over files, but now I'm starting to get a sense for any data at all would be able to be used to be augmented by this, right?
You're absolutely right.
And it doesn't
right.
matter where it's coming from. It could be SQL, it could be, where are the other connections?
So we have direct connections for Azure SQL, Cosmos DB. We've just introduced ADN and Gen 2. We're just very close to having SharePoint. But really, the matter is we're a platform, so you can also push content programmatically. So virtually any data source we could potentially support.
So you can push data to Azure Search programmatically?
Absolutely.
I did not know that. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about that while this is going.
Yeah, so that one of the great things is that because we're a developer service, we have all the APIs. So the crawler is a great way for being able to conveniently crawl. But sometimes we have data on premise. Sometimes we have data in other places. So why not take that data and add it to the value of our knowledge?
That's cool. See, that's the part that I know. Is I, look, I made a talk with this, but I focused on just files and what's in there. And,
yep.
and but this is actually cool stuff. All right, so is it
yeah,
ready?
Yeah, let's see. Let's go into the index here and see if there's any data in it. I'm just going to do a quick search. Let's do a search and see if there's any data in there. There is. You know, I can do a quick search for, I want an elegant hotel. You can see down here, it found the word. Actually, you can't see it, so why don't I just show you? If I add highlight on the description. And what it'll do is it'll highlight exactly where it found that word, right?
That's cool.
So that's all the JSON. Let's see if we can do a search in using the German word. So we'll go down here and look at, let's see here if I just scroll down a little bit here. Oh, if I can. Well, I know what it is. So we'll search for elegant. I think it is elegant is the German word for it. So we can actually find down here, down below, we can see eleganten. Oh, because we do stemming. So we can actually search for that. And even if I'm searching in German, I can get the right result.
Oh my goodness.
Isn't that great? That,
like, it was like a not a demo fail. Because the software adapted to us.
It knew that I messed up and it adapted to it.
So here's the thing. So as I look at this, this is all good and well, but no user is ever going to use this search.
No, no.
So how can I make something that's a little prettier?
So I'm glad you asked, because this has been such a hard time, because we help people get this going, but what do you do next? How do I create a nice looking app?
Right.
Well, this is brand new, this create search app experience.
Holy cow, wait, you pushed it too fast.
I'm sorry.
There it
right
is.
Right here. What I do is I'm going to say, from this index, I'm going to create an application.
What?
I'm going to enable Core so it allows from my Java apps application to connect to it. And this is just a great way to get started in a simple way. So, I have, so in my search results, I have this URL that goes to an image. So let's make it a little pretty. I got some nice images. In the results, I want the hotel name and the description, which is great.
Nice.
I'm going to say next, and then in the categories, I want to group it by category, city, and even key phrases that we extracted. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
And on the type ahead suggestions, as I'm typing, I want it to actually create these results.
That's awesome.
So create the search app, download it, and we're done.
That was pretty easy.
So let's see what this looks like here. Let's search.
So what is it that you actually download? Oh, just a file.
Yeah, so we, oh, let me just remove this star here and search for this. And there we go. I got a search application that allows me to search for things. I can do type ahead, so as I'm typing travel, you know, I do travel resort.
Holy cow,
trails.
This is like a JavaScript application.
It's all completely done. I have all the grouping so that I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm glad that you, from the key phrases, you told me about free Wi-Fi, because that's definitely interesting
to
me.
Yeah, we want free
so
Wi-Fi.
So I want to narrow down on those results and get them in there. All of that in, hopefully, under 10 minutes.
Well, Liam, that was impressive.
Thank you.
Like, look, I knew about, because like I said, I've been looking at it, but the now with the addition, the couple of additions that you've shown us, like getting stuff from databases, this new application that's just ready to go, this is amazing.
Thanks a lot.
All right, well, thanks so much for being with us, my friend.
I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for watching. We're learning all about Azure Cognitive Search, the amazing capability to add your own search into all unstructured data,
absolutely,
including a cool little application that you can get to boot. Thanks for watching. We're at this special edition of the AI Show at Microsoft Ignite. We'll see you next time. Take care.